We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. In Colorado, the alleged gunman in the deadly shooting rampage inside an LGBTQ nightclub over the weekend is facing hate crime charges. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich is accused of killing five people and wounding 25 others when authorities say he opened fire inside Club Q in Colorado Springs. Back here, the Community College of Philadelphia honored transgendered people who lost their lives to senseless violence. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
Kendall Stevens is a CCP alum, civil rights advocate, and trans woman. She recalled one of the worst days of her life.
When a group of transphobes burst into my home and beat me within a half inch of my life. This is the world that we're living in where hate has run amok.
She also remembered transgender friends who lost their lives, as well as those who recently fell victim to senseless gun violence at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
To have to worry about gun violence and someone barging in the door just because we're existing is not only upsetting, but also it's triggering for a lot of folks who have past trauma with anti-LGBTQ violence.
That's Vinnie Scarfo, coordinator of the Mark David LGBTQ Center at the Community College of Philadelphia.
It is making that space unsafe. It is making people feel that the only place where they can be themselves is no longer a safe space.
According to the Human Rights Council, 57 transgender people were fatally shot or killed last year alone. On campus, the transgender flag was raised with its pink, blue, and white stripes waving high alongside the American flag as gatherers observed a moment of silence. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Off-campus housing near Temple University seems to be a recent target of home invasions, with three separate incidents under police investigation. KYW's Dina Barati has more.
Not one, not two, but three recent home break-ins have several similarities, says Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor.
They all enter the same type of way, through a rear either sliding glass door, or they force a fence open, and then they enter through a door that's open in the rear, and they're present in the house when the victims are sleeping.
Three different households have experienced scary situations over the past couple of weeks, two on North 18th Street and one on North 15th Street. Many of the victims involved are Temple University students living off campus.
It's an environment where they know there's going to be laptops present, there's going to be phones present, and, you know, they're vulnerable.
Police say around 6:30 Monday morning, two men broke into a home. At least one of them was armed. A Temple student was one of the four people inside. A similar case happened on November 11th. Investigators say two men forced 11 people inside the home into a basement. And on November 9th, a similar move was made by three men with three other students. Investigators say none of the victims were physically harmed, but they're hoping surveillance can help identify their suspects.
They're brazen, it's obvious, and they're not afraid, and we see that a lot these days.
Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A judge upheld third-degree murder charges against a Philadelphia woman accused of repeated abuse of a three-year-old who died in July. But as KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the social worker who was also charged no longer faces murder charges.
A doctor said three-year-old Hope Jones had 70% of her little body covered with injuries, contusions on her head, scars and bruises on her face, lips and chin, and forehead, broken ear cartilage, old and new broken ribs, bruises on her chest, stomach, and legs, and internal injuries, including a wounded pancreas. And she had significant weight loss. An officer called to the home on July 10th said he saw injuries all over the toddler's body and said when he was taking the child's legal guardian, Kiana Casey, to the hospital, she told him Jones fell down the stairs while chasing another kid. The child social worker Jindaya Mawusi was in the home for a welfare visit an hour before the emergency responders were called to the home. Most of the hours-long hearing focused on Mawusi and reports she and her supervisor filed about the toddler's care. The defense argued that the other supervisors and doctors were not arrested and that there was no reason for Mawusi to face third-degree murder or involuntary manslaughter charges. In the end, the judge agreed but held the social worker on endangering the welfare of a child, Casey was held on third-degree murder. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Both women face formal arraignment next month before the case heads to trial. It took years to get Philadelphia's sweetened beverage tax in place as opponents fought it in court. Now some of those opponents are running for mayor. But, as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, it looks like the tax won't be an issue in the race.
I really enjoyed seeing you all.
Mayor Kenney always says visiting preschools is his favorite part of the job, but this trip had a special purpose. Billed as a Thanksgiving week, thanks for preschool by the nonprofit Children's First, it was also a subtle reminder that this very popular program relies on the beverage tax, just in case any future mayor has any doubts.
I would love to see one of these candidates try to repeal the beverage tax after all this.
It seems they won't. Most candidates voted for or supported it. Maria Quinonez Sanchez voted against the tax, but says she would not repeal it. Even supermarket owner Jeff Brown, one of the tax's most outspoken opponents, says he's not willing to sacrifice pre-K or the rebuild program, so he'd keep the tax, at least for now. Children's First President Donna Cooper would like an even bigger commitment.
Find more money so that more children can get in Philly pre-K rather than mess around with the progress that's already been built.
In Germantown, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.